The Gospel for this Christmas morning from St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If I had a working wireless microphone, which we will soon, very soon, it's on order, I would come down and speak from the midst of the congregation this morning, because this gospel text is about the fact that the incarnation of Jesus Christ dismantles the separation between God and humanity. Christmas morning is the day when we celebrate the birth story as told by the Gospel of John. Now, John doesn't have a manger. There are no shepherds or angels, as in Luke. There are no wise men, like Matthew writes. John writes like a poet. A poet with so much depth of understanding, he can barely contain himself. He's trying, for heaven's sakes, to explain Jesus. Now, those of you who have studied the Bible for your whole lives know that the more you study, the more you learn, and the more you know, you don't know it all. But John introduces us to Jesus in his very first verses. He says, "In the beginning." Where else have we heard that? Genesis. It's the very beginning of creation. Not just our Bible, but the very beginning of creation. In the beginning was the Word. Capital W. And I think once a year we need a reminder that when there's that capital W in front of the word Word, Word. There's a, I don't know, it's been around for a while, figure of speech that is almost like the word Amen, as Martin Luther uses it in his small catechism. You know, when you were studying the small catechism, and it said Amen, and Luther says, this means this is most certainly true. That's what word is. This is most certainly true. But word is so much more. In the beginning was the Word. Now remember this, okay? Because in the beginning, there was chaos. There was no structure to the universe. But John says, in the beginning, there was the Word. The Word did not start with Jesus, not with his birth, because Jesus was part of God from infinity past, past tense. Jesus has always been in the world. But John says the world couldn't recognize him. And I find that verse so sad, that the presence, the Spirit, the awareness of the Word has always been in the world, but not really recognizable. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, which means he's part of the Creator. When we say our creeds, it's all written out so simply. Well, there's God, Father, or Creator, and Savior, Redeemer, Son, and Spirit, Sanctifier. But John 1 makes the concept of the Trinity a little bit fuzzier than that, but fuller, so much fuller, mind-blowing fuller. Jesus, the Word, was spoken at creation. Do you remember how God creates things in Scripture? God speaks things into being. When Adam and Eve were just dust, God formed them out of the dust. But they were inanimate. And God breathed into them life. God spoke them into being. He was in the world. The world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of men, but of God. Now we're still talking about word here. John hasn't quite introduced what that means. But here's the Christmas story from John. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. Oh, the Word, that part of God's Spirit that's part of creating and Spirit and calling us into being and is the light of the world, became incarnate, which means became flesh. You ever ordered carne at a Mexican restaurant? It's flesh. It's the meat. God became earthy. Earthly. One of us. Not only one of us, but lived among us. And that word lived there. And I checked this out with Greek scholar Anders now. I'm so proud of you. lived. Our old translations said dwelt among us. But the word is more intimate, more campy than that. The word is like pitched a tent with us. You know? Came into our camp. I picture those refugee camps. And I think of Jesus pitching his tent with and among them. And I picture our homes. And God pitches a tent in our living room. Do you remember those little forts? God pitches a tent right there with us. And here in the church, as we worship God together, whether there are hundreds of us, dozens of us, or two or three, God comes and pitches a tent with us. He's in the camp with us. But God and sinners, as the old hymn goes, God and sinners might be reconciled. That we might see the light. Somehow, apparently, it's easy to reject the light. And we think, how can that be? But the word was in the world for all those generations, and the world did not receive it. You who carry the word of God that has always been in the world, need to remember to look for God in places where the rest of the world isn't looking. Can you think of that? The world is looking for power from on high, but people high. The Word made flesh. Is found in the lonely places. The places like Bethlehem. The places like hospital rooms, nursing home rooms. The trailer parks. The funeral homes. Those places where people are feeling low. That's where the light can shine the brightest. When God sent the Word, Jesus, it was a giant amen to what God wanted to accomplish with us, that there would be no more separation between people and God. God would make God's self one of us and walk with us and live with us and suffer with us and die for us. And God made this amazing word. When you hear that word, I want you to think mic drop. Okay? This is God's mic drop. I sent the word into the world to save the world. But you gotta keep your eyes open because he came as a tiny baby. And he suffered. And he was only popular in large ways when he was giving out free food. He fed the 5,000, you know? Lots of crowd following him there. But when he started talking about what he was really about, the crowds dispersed. He was in the world and the world did not see him. Brothers and sisters in Christ, see him. see him and reflect him. You do for me. I see him in you. Let's take it out to our families. Take it out to the streets. Take it out to the community, to the world. The Word became flesh and pitched camp with us. We have a message to proclaim that the world still doesn't see very well. Don't hold it to yourself. If you were here last night, you know, you've shone that light high and bright, and when we put our light together, we lit the room. Let's go light the world. Amen.